basically, there's been reports in Craigan and across the city and district that illegal fireworks are being set off in communities. It's a night-on-night issue. There's children not able to get to sleep at night and they're all back at school, etc., from the noise of these fireworks. And it's just unacceptable behaviour. There was one particular incident in Craigan this week where an unlit firework was thrown into a shop. It had a customer. They're badly shaken but not hurt. So it really just reinforced and sent that message home that, you know, it's only a matter of time that whilst these illegal fireworks are on the streets, that, you know, it's a matter of time before there's a serious injury or unfortunately worse, and we don't want to see that happening.
And indeed, it's important. We have Halloween coming up now within the next 2 months. And just to have a perhaps just people knowing the danger of fireworks, how much damage a firework can do to somebody.
Yeah. I think it's important that young people are educated. At the end of the day, young people aren't the people that are bringing these fireworks onto the streets, which is why we're calling for a crackdown in the supply of them. But the young people need to be educated as well on the dangers, which is why I'm looking to engage with the youth service to bring that education forward, to teach them that, you know, this is dangerous. And hopefully they resolve this as an issue. But at the end of the day, there's groups that use fireworks in a positive way that are licensed, where it's done safely. You know, for example, the Fila festivals at Halloween, etc., and the city itself, where that's licensed and they're handled by people that know what they're doing, and it's not dangerous for them. So it's the sale of illegal fireworks to people, particularly young people, who maybe don't understand the dangers that are associated with handling fireworks, with handling them incorrectly, and it's tormenting the community.